These are things that we need to be able to, I think we need to be able to address some of these things. I understand that the rains that we are experiencing is not normal. So this is quite different from previous rains. But again, the ones we've been experiencing annually around the same time has been a problem. And if we had tried at least to put up some structural solutions, I think it would have just, you know, eased up the amount of pain that we are facing right now. So I think we have to just get back to the drawing board and then, you know, have the structural changes we require. Sometimes you see certain places and you're saying, okay, so is this supposed to be a gutter or this is meant to be a river? You understand? You see some areas and you're asking, if it was this originally a river and it's now made to feel like a gutter? So then after a while, then you know, with the heavy downpour, obviously you have the level going up and its repercussions essentially. So I don't know, but I think that the experts, you know, if our schools have produced experts over a period, this is the time that we need those experts to actually work. Otherwise, then we should question even the education we are giving them and then see if we can bring people internationally. We have been doing that for we have been bringing international coaches to coach our team, and we need international folks. If our local folks cannot solve it, we need international folks to come down and come and address the issues. I mean, if that's what is required. I mean, that's what it is, right?
Even if they come, they can't.
No, they can.
They can.
They can.
Why do you think they can't, Kumi?
They can't because not that our people don't know what to do. It's because we've over-politicized everything.
Oh, Kabim. And
because of that, we cannot apply the laws.
I beg to differ.
Okay.
So you are thinking politics is the reason?
Not one. You see, it's one of them.
Okay, then you can't say that we have over-politicized as the problem.
Okay, it's one of them. Because, you see, we were here when there was demolition, close to election. They were forced to stop because the people say we will not vote. We were here when former Greater Accra Regional Minister Henry Korte decided to go to the Ramsar site for demolition. Close to election.
You know my issues with these demolitions? Let me explain. Let me say something. So my first question here is, these guys who ask for the demolition, when the permit was given for the construction to start, where were they?
From the outset.
When the construction started, it wasn't like it was hidden. I have a problem when something is not hidden. Then later you come and tell me that it is wrong. I didn't do it in hiding.
That is why I'm saying that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Even when our attitude
is not. But I'm not even going to the attitude,
because they are what also I'm Ghanaians.
Saying, I get you, but what I'm saying is the people did not hide it. It's not like I see it. No, it's there, open.
Yeah.
I am building this particular structure in a waterway in an open place, and you can see it, and you wait. When it begins to cause problem, you come and say, I'm demolishing it.
Do you know that there was this incident that happened last month where there was a demolition exercise? The following week, they went. The people have re-erected the building.
Wow.
Yes. Last month, around Kaswa area. You see, our level of impunity is too much. It's too much. And some of us, if we decide to talk about some of these things, Charlie, you call them.
Gumi, I understand what you're talking about. You and Robert are saying the same things, but he is saying we should tackle it from the base.
Yeah.
From the beginning. Instead of waiting for the thing to mature.
Yeah.
Before we try to bring the structures down.
Yeah.
So yes, we all agree that we should not build.
We should not wait.
Wait. Or we should not build in unauthorized places.
Yes.
But we should not even wait till the structure is up there.
Before we
the moment it starts,
you stop
the foundation.
You stop them.
But how do we wait for them to go through foundation to
no, how did lintel level get the
permit?
But wait, so have you also? So this process is something I've always observed around buildings. You see that there's a building going up, and then you go and see a write up. Stop work.
Produce
permits or by AM, and you can tell that where the building is being put up is not good one. Even the structure is not good enough. Robert, you go and come in maybe in week's time. and it's beautifully put up.
So and at that later, point, so at that point, if there's something to say about it, then you say it.
So then I asked that. So why? I'm still trying to understand why when they put that stop work, they come and they see that. So what goes through there? What changes that they come back and allow these people to put up the building?
So maybe one of these days you need to find one of the members of AME
and then ask those questions. Ask questions, because you go and you write with a red color, not blue, red. You write red, and then we see the buildings, either where it is bad, or the way the structure is not good. And then the next minute is up, and then you are asking, what changed? What happened? And as you said, maybe one of these days, we need to ask them what they're doing or what they do that for.
Look at what happened yesterday. Do you know that yesterday, when I was coming, my car was nearly swept away?
Oh, Mr. Hagler.
Yeah, and right
Mr.
in front
also
of...
had the same situation.
Right in front of Perez Chapel.
Odubeko.
Jowulu. Yeah. It was that bad.
Your car nearly swam away.
Oh, Mr. Agla, yeah. he had to run helicopter. He and his driver.
Say he had to return back.
Yes.
It was that bad.
He went back home.
Then you ask yourself, how did we get here? These are things that Matthew warned us about, some of these things from the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And we learned that the various MMDCs, they are going to desilt the various drains. What happened?
Oh.
We had people pouring refuse into the gutters.
Mm.
There were videos, no action was taken. Look at yesterday after the rain, when you go through town. The number of refuse you can find on our roads, on our streets, the plastics. And all the, you ask yourself, why can't we think as a people? Why do we do this to ourselves?
You know, if you spend a day in Rwanda, you would appreciate...
Where is Chile?
You would appreciate the importance of zero plastic.
Yeah. Tilly came here and shared that with us. Like, she was literally... She said if she had her wish, she would have just stayed there.
I've been there. I was there last year.
Yeah.
Even at the airport. As soon as you get to the airport, you know, usually you have some bags.
Mm-hmm.
They have this.
The band.
Yeah, they wrap it with some rubber.
Yeah.
No, you there at the airport. It's not. Off. You take it off there. You not even enter into the country with it. No, they kill it there. No, that kind of stuff. Because obviously we know the repercussions of what it, you know, of that particular thing. But here it's not. And I think that if we are going to allow some of these things, then it has to be the responsible disposal of waste management. That has to be our forte. That has to be the regular thing that, you know, guides what we do. Elsewhere, you'd clearly see that every form of, if it's glass, it's going here. If it's food waste or paper, it's going here. If it's plastic, it's going here. In a particular way, and it's orderly. So that you are able to pick the waste and then use it for recycling purposes to become something else.
Yeah.
You know, because if they are seen as raw materials to a certain extent.
Yes.
But we are not doing that. And so for as long as you're not managing this, it's becoming a menace.
Everything is
society,
put in one bag. Everything is so, put in.
Please let me read this message from DJ Spliff from Munich.
Okay.
He says, yesterday Munich also had a very, very heavy rainfall, but this was the level of flood that came. And he just posted a video. Very, very low level. Their drainage system works and the citizens are responsible. We understand for a while now this is the heaviest rainfall, but our attitude is causing the floods in Ghana.
Hey,
I think for me the facts are clear. The rainfall is not the normal stuff. This is heavy.
We understand,
but the problem that we have here is really based on our attitude. And I think that thing where we say, oh, somebody's problem is not my problem. We first stop.
Yes, we first stop. Yeah.
We first stop.
And then you me feel
like yesterday in my place, it didn't flood. But coming to work, I nearly died.
Of course.
Because so you see, have to use
it's someone's problem. Yes. But it's your problem because you commit it anytime, any day.
Yes.
You nearly died.
Charlie?
As an issue, you know, found.
And so fast.
So the me be fair or the mommy.
Oh, you wait.
So the me.
Oh, you wait.
Are we serious? Serious matter.
We are serious.
We had to bring this so that
Charlie,
we can
for lighting up. How you go do
Now my concern is it's going to rain again. Per Matthew.
Yes.
Oh, but it's not even going to stop now.
So how are we preparing? Because we are not done with even dealing with the mess yesterday's own cost. Another one is coming.
Mm.
How are we going to cope? We learned some people passed.
Yes,
and
yesterday.
When you go to Saikil, the whole place was submerged.
Mm. People's
the transport stations. And
fire.
Because of that, some you know, transport operators are not working because their cars are spoiled.
Yeah.
How do we deal with it?
One of the things
I
was really scared about is electricity in water.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah, we learned some people were electrocuted at Alajo. Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's it. For me, whenever I saw the water, the heavy people being drowned and all of that, and I saw the submerge, then the first thing that comes to mind is electricity and water.
Hmm.
You know, and what it means or what it meant to the people. And obviously, like, you know, the reports.
But Robert, when you are even not close to water and it touches you, see that feeling, then imagine when it's in water.
You know, yesterday the flood swept a fuel tanker.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, just opposite, just close to Atinka.
Yeah.
And according to reports, our reporters went there. You could see visibly that there were fuel floating, you know, on the surface of of the flood. And people were there watching. They were there, oh, I want to go and observe. Observe what?
Offending.
Even when they are being sacked, they will come back.
They want to go.
Yeah. So I also heard this thing about the fueling stations. Some of them, given that the water, the drain, the rains were heavy, they would just go deep in and then somehow somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There were two at cap price. Yeah. Two.
Is that not what caused the twin disaster years ago?
Yeah. A similar thing was what caused.
And then another thing that has come out is the fact that I'm hearing most houses have got tiles. And so because of that, what happens is that previously, if you didn't have tile, if water gets into your compound, it would be able to find its way to sip, to go into the ground.
Mm.
But most people are now building homes with tiles, and so it's not able to find. Yeah, so it's there, it sits there. It's not able to find its way into the ground. So I'm like,
another wahala right now.
You know, so that's another thing. I don't know. I'm not too sure how these things are going to be dealt with. But people in the space of architecture would really have to do a lot of talking.
Meanwhile, they are lost.
They
are lost.
Darling Adam.
Adam, come closer. Adam, should we say it?
No.
Or you say it yourself? Okay.
At his own time, he will announce it.
On 2nd August.
Yeah.
Ah. We are closer to August already.
Yeah.
We are in
second on the second.
Wait, so June.
You're calculating it.
Yes.
No, it works. It's like 10 months.
Okay.
10.
Like 10 months, yeah. It is within 10 months. So 9 months, yeah.
All right, okay.
He didn't do it before.
I
like,
know what you guys are talking about.
It was after, like, it falls within there.
When you talk about 9 months, it brings, you know, a second.
No, we're just calculating how this whole rain thing is, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we are in the flat pits. People are not feeling well, you know.
But your area yesterday, your area,
oh,
you were
for my
good?
Area, it hasn't flat. I mean, we are saving. I'm also...
So you were standing up there.
That's where your, I mean, if you know, you have some flood within the
area. So you were
soaking up.
Yeah. You know, so you were up there watching.
But for our place, we have some good drainage system.
Oh, nice.
So
right.
Nice.
When it comes and go, I'm sure people are still battling with the shock, and you know, it leaves you with some fear. And anytime you hear of rain, because I've experienced it before, the June 3 twin disaster, you know, I was just around the place. That day we slept a circle. And as a result, days after, anytime I hear of drizzling, like, I become scared because of what happened. So I'm sure those who lost relatives, those who lost properties are still counting, and they are living with that fear. Anytime it's drizzling, but I think it's about time we have a drastic solution to the. It's like we have enumerated the problems causing the Accra floods, but when are we going to, get it tackled to to minimize the kind of thing we are seeing. Because, I mean, research has made us know that about 70% of Accra floods. And we know where we are lying as a result of the bridge, you know, the Kriapim, and where we are lying low, it comes through into the sea. This is there.
There was
now in 2016.
Let's just add to that. There was a drone shot I saw, and all the areas. It's like an aerial view.
Yeah,
and then you're looking
when the
down.
President was in
everywhere.
Chale. So that's 70%, you know.
Yeah. So
maybe
everywhere was flooding. Now in 2016 we had a twin disaster, and after that there was a project the country started, which was known as the GARID, Greater Accra Resilience and Integrated Development Project. GARID project. Now it started, preparatory work started in 2016, and 2019, World Bank approved money for us to, begin. It was a $350 million project where we got it in phases. So the first $200 million was the initial. Now, $150 was the additional. And the project is expected to be completed in 2027, which means we are in a year to
away
end
that.
The GARID project. Yeah. But look at what we are seeing. It means we have to redo the whole project. Now, this is what the GARID project entails. This is the goal of the project. To reduce chronic flooding, provide waste management, improve waste management, and upgrade infrastructure in flood-prone, low-income areas along the Odo River Basin. Now, these are the key things the GARID Accra project is targeted as. One, Odo River dredging. So, this is...
I think you should just mention the points because of the
time. Yeah, Odo River dredging. Now, also new storm drains, construction of Kaneshi Nima. So you see that Paloma, there seemed to be a construction going on there. It's one of them. Then Accra Academy to Pamprom Junction. When you get to Accra Academy, you can see some work going on there. Then there is the Paloma Asylum Down also. Then, as part of the project, they are also to construct what we call the retention ponds. So, two sites secured. That's GAIS, Atomic Area Designs completed, and works expected to start by end of this year. Then, the original plan was 18 ponds. But I don't know what happened after some engineering review. The holding pond, retention ponds, which was originally to be 18, was reduced to 2. And, it is work in progress. Then, community upgrade, drainage, roadworks at Aloboshi, Akweteman, Nima, and, that is also work in progress.
Okay.
Then we have that, the solid waste aspect of it. Then, there is the, at the end of the day, we are supposed to see some level of improvement because this started in 2019.
But are there improvements?
And the whole project is expected to end in 2027.
And the project
are to start from end of 2026. And this is the goal of this project is to reduce the chronic flooding. A year to complete the GARID project. And it rains heavily. And so,
Adam, I think that the first problem, and probably the most important problem, that this particular, what do you call it, GARID project is supposed to have tackled is the attitudinal problem. Somebody is causing a problem. You are creating structures to solve a problem and not dealing with the source
the
of
root
the problem.
Cause of
the root cause is the attitudinal. We need to be able to deal with that. And that was not mentioned. And so even if the duration is ending and you haven't solved that particular problem,
then that would be a cause.
Then we are because we will still create the problem.
But do you know that before the GARID project, there was Conti project? which was launched in 2012.
And that one is dealing with what structure?
The same thing.
Also another structure. So where is the
continuity?
Not even continuity. I wish there was something addressed.
I'm coming to your point. Now,
we don't have much time, so let's try and do.
Researchers, among others, have put the flooding in Accra under four things. One, heavy rainfall.
The altitude, they can't be flooding here.
Poor planning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, structure.
Government is coming in there. The assemblies, they are part. Planning area, friends say. Then we have clogged gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Then rapid urban growth. And that is where you see people building anywhere. And you can still see the assembly and the people.
Yeah, but where is
part of it?
Yeah, but where is my point?
Mm-hmm.
The attitude now changed.
Yes, it and that's in the poor planning.
Let me break it down for you. Let's not argue about this. All I'm saying is this.
No, it will come in. The attitude.
Relax. Adam, you just read four points.
And I'm saying the poor planning has to do with two people. Those who are supposed to plan and those who have to be planned for. Those who are supposed to plan allow themselves to be influenced. Those who are supposed to plan for.
So we have to contrast it. That is not what we're discussing. Attitude
and it's part of why they didn't corrupt.
No, it's not about corruption. We're talking about
people's attitude towards all of these.
Sanitation, so you don't see attitude in this that they have to construct. This is a waterway, don't build. Let it stand properly.
It's about
You go and see somebody at the assembly, you give him money, now they stop the planning.
An attitude problem. There are Boboya people where do they throw their refuse? As we as a people are not disciplined at all.
But what I'm saying that also is an attitude problem.
But that's not the type of attitude. I said the attitude. Mm-hmm. So me, what I'm saying is not this one.
Okay.
So Doris Safari says that is not the one we have mentioned.
Yes. Doris Safari says, "Good morning, family. Keep up the good work." David Tete Jaden says, "People are dying. Properties are being lost, and even the NADMO officials are not well equipped." So right now, when you even call NADMO, yesterday they put a number out 112.
112 toll free.
Yes. When you call them, they reach.
Yesterday, do you know one of the things that happened? Okay. There was this fire outbreak.
Mm.
And fire service wanted to go and quench the fire. They got there, the place had flooded, and people were trapped in buildings, so they have to leave the fire and go and save the people, and left the fire.
Okay.
And you know, according to the metro, what we received the other time was 60%. Mm. And it's likely today, almost major part of the country will receive 40% of showers.
Mm.
So like, we will just be 20% short of what happened last day or last night.
Mm.
So we pray that in the coming days, you know, we are in a Giamic country, so
it shouldn't rain.
All right. And please, wherever we are, let's all stay safe. Let's be mindful. Once we hear any updates, let's all take it seriously and see how best we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
Of course, time will not permit
something just came to mind.
Okay.
Wasn't there something on behavioral change where we saw a madman was beating somebody?
That
was Ali Muhammad.
It's raining.
It's
raining.
Yeah. That is attitudinal change.
Yeah. It's drizzling
already. Please, before we go, let me shout out this driver, boat driver, Richard Bottier.
He says
he's enjoying the program.
Okay.
Shouts to you and Anita Tay as well.
All right, So we just want to, just like DJ Black is saying, that it's already drizzling. So please stay safe out there. Be careful, be mindful, watch where you're going. If you don't have anything important to do in town, stay home. We are begging you. Let me say a very big thank you to you, Mr. Hagler, who is in charge of production, supported by Nathaniel. Social media was handled by
Senasin Cyril.
Okay, all right, Cyril. And of course, a very big thank you to you, DJ Fantastic. I know yesterday was tough for you, but you still made time to come here this morning. Kojo PJ too, thank you so much. I know it wasn't easy getting here, but you still made time to come here. And a very big thank you to our panel, Robert, Adam, and Edukumi. Up next is Music Box with DJ Black. My name is Doreen Avio.
My name is Kwame Dazi.
And also enjoy the rest of our programs.
Get ready.
Your Sunday night.